What's up, everybody? Welcome to another Greg Way in the Car. It's me, Greg Miller, in the car. Bam, 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 bam. It's Monday, the final work week of 2023. I'm headed in our second Asgard's Wrath 2 sponsored stream is today. Excited to pick up where I left off on the Kind of Funny podcast. And then emails and meetings between all of that jazz. But today I come to answer two questions from you. And believe it or not, pretty sure I forgot the first person's name. I want to say Cameron, but that does not sound right. But there are C's involved in the name for sure. This comes actually from my Instagram. Over on Instagram this weekend, I posted a bunch of photos of Cole the Wiener Dog. That's right, the family dog celebrated 1 year of being a Miller. December 17th is when Cole came into our lives. And so on Sunday, I put up a bunch of different photos of the little guy hanging out with Ben and doing all that stuff and yada yada yada, being a cute little sausage dog as one does. And in the comments of that post, I believe it was Cameron, said, could you tell us the story of how Cole got his name? And it's one of those I think I've told somewhere, but I've also told the same thousand stories both in real life and on podcast. So I thought I would do that here and also answer a question for Patreons. And don't worry, everybody. You know, if you've heard the Cole story before, you're fine. As you know, Cole is the successor to Portillo the Wiener Dog, of course, the love of my life. When it comes to dogs, obviously Jen's the person of my life. And then Ben's the son of my life. Anyways, Porty was named after Portillo's, the hot dog restaurant in Chicago that I base my entire personality on, of course. And his story is well known. If not, you can go check out the public Gregways. Sorry, trying not to sneeze. On youtube.com/kindoffunny from way back in the day where I talked about that. I think even kind of gets recapped in his memorial video. Anyways, though, as I'm sure many longtime listeners know, I hear a siren, but I think it's far off. As many longtime listeners know, my plan when I was just a swinging single, me and Porty, I would talk about on the Game Over Greggy show or calling Greg Live or Beyond or whatever, was that the next wiener dog I was going to get would be a black and tan, and I would name it CJ's after my favorite hot wing restaurant in Columbia, Missouri, CJ's Hot Wings. And of course, that was a long time ago, as Porty lived to be nearly 17 years old. So life came and went and changed and did a million different things. And by the time, you know, Porty passed away and Ben and Jen were in the picture, and Ben was obsessed with dogs, and, you know, a little over a year ago now, Jen and I looked at each other and were like, man, this kid loves dogs. Maybe it's time we get him a dog. Like, we always knew we would get another dog. Maybe it was time to do that. So we started looking at wiener dogs, trying to find another wiener dog. Had near misses, all sorts of stuff, yada, yada, yada. But eventually, when we had all but given up, because it was one of those, we wanted him for last year's Christmas break, because it would be, okay, cool, I'm off, Jen's off, we're home with Ben, kind of nesting. This would be a great time to introduce a dog, yada, yada, yada. We started around Thanksgiving looking, and that was way late, and it turned out that all the wiener dogs in the Bay Area were spoken for, and you couldn't do it, yada, yada, yada. And so I went to a little show called the Game Awards, and while Jen was out getting her hair done, I found Cole at a very nice breeder down in Temecula, who, and again, like, you know, there's a whole thing of adopt, don't shop, and yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. That's a different Gregway for a different time if you ever want to have it. But in this specific instance, right, like, all my cats came from the pound. Jen worked at the SPCA here in San Francisco, and we knew we couldn't do that for Ben's dog, for a dog we were introducing to a baby, right? Because, like, adopt-a-shop is great, and I'm not arguing any of that stuff, blah, 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 but it was the idea of, like, having worked at these places, you don't know what the history of that dog is. It can be totally fine with all the adults being around it, right? But how does it act to a toddler? How does it act to getting roughed house by a baby? How would, blah, blah, blah. There are a million different things we were worried about. And what won over with this Cole one, right, was the woman who was raising him, along with the other puppies, right, she had children. So, like, the photos and videos we would get of Cole were, without us asking for them to be, just the public ones, were Cole getting stomped on by babies and getting played with by that and being around kids on the floor and in, you know, diapers and in bassinets and things like that. I was like, okay, cool, he already has a history there, and she's being this forthright with her children with it, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, found him, asked a billion questions while Jen was getting her hair done, and then told her when we were going to the Game Awards we might have a good lead. And so we were in LA, We went to our favorite restaurant bar. We were over there. We were looking through photos, yada, yada, yada. We decided, okay, let's do it. Let's pull the trigger. I walked outside of the restaurant bar. I called the woman, talked to her. She was lovely. We explained it. She said this would be perfect, yada, yada, yada. And we basically agreed to it there, right, and hung up. And Jen was like, all right, cool. And she's like, what do you want to... Maybe I even asked, what do you want to name it or whatever? And I forget if she didn't have it or she asked me, blah, blah, blah. And then I pointed at the sign. And we were outside of our favorite restaurant to hang out at and bar. It's both a restaurant that specializes in French dips, a dive bar looking motherfucker, and then a speakeasy in the back that serves great cocktails. It's called Cole's. And so I was like, this could be the name. And she's like, oh my God, that's perfect. And so we decided to name him Cole. And then, of course, when we got him in December of last year, everyone thought it was Cole, like Cole in your stocking. We're like, oh, that would have been smart. But no, it's C-O-L-E, like Nat King Cole. And that's how Cole got his name. And he's been a great addition to the family, and I love him to pieces, and he's a great little guy. He's so good with Ben. Like, he is, you know, Ben's best friend. Ben is so excited to see him, you know, every day. Not every day, but most days I wake up to go change Ben to get him out, and then he wants to go to the big bed where Mom's still laying. So he stomps in there and gets in there. And then if I haven't let him out, he'll go, Cole? And then I let Cole out, and Cole jumps in the bed, and he goes, oh, hi, Cole. And then at night, you know, when we're giving him his milk and reading him his stories, Ben wants Cole in the chair with him. So Cole and him sit in the chair while I read them a story, and Ben drinks his milk, and then we put Ben into his crib and send Cole back out to us and stuff. So he's a fantastic addition, just such an amazing dog. I don't, you know, somebody said in there that, you know, they don't get updates enough on him. You know what I mean? There's a long, oh, not a long history, I guess. There's an older Greg Way about me talking about, like, how Cole's not my dog. He's the family dog. He's Ben's dog. And how, like, you know, that wasn't an insult to him. But I think that, like, the fact that Porty was, like, my Robin to my Batman, right? Like, Cole is a member of the team and has different relationships with everybody. So there's less of an ownership over him in terms of being the only person. So I just don't think he gets involved in as many stories as I did. Let alone the fact that it's Jen who's with him all. You know, she works from home. So it's her, for the most part, with him all the time, having the crazy stories of some dumb thing he did, whereas I just get to hang out with him at night or on the weekends or whatever. But he's a great dog, such a great temperament, doesn't mind getting fucked up by Ben. You know, they run around, they play. Ben's getting big into hide and seek. The only downside I would say to Cole is that Cole's too good at it. He doesn't fully understand that we're playing by baby rules, so when I go and hide, Cole will stay with Ben, and then when Ben takes off, he'll take off too, and usually runs right to me and barks at me. And like when I start doing the crazy like zombie things and chasing Ben, wanting to pinch him or whatever, Cole will get very protective of Ben. Not in like a he's attacking me way, but in a I'm gonna stop and bark every so often so you know that I can fuck you up if I need to, Dad. I'm like, I got it, Cole, thank you. And then we wrestle in bed sometimes, me and Ben, and then he gets in there and he wrestles with us too. But we gotta push him off and say, no, Benny, you know, you're being too rough with him. Because Ben wants to fucking body slam this dog. He wants to take off the top rope, drop elbows on Cole. I'm like, that's a bit too far. You know, when you're on the chair and you're rolling around and you're giving the little baby kicks and stuff, that's a different story. But blah, blah. So he's been fantastic. Love Cole. That's how he got his name. The other one, I look at my watch as if my watch is counting down. I'm trying to time out. I probably have, what, 5 to 7 minutes left here. So this might be a Greg Way topic we start and maybe don't get all the way through. Somebody wrote in, Luke? I think it was Luke on the Patreon app. Remember, of course, you can leave your questions on patreon.com/kindoffunny, patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Wherever you get your Greg Way post, you can leave a comment there on the post on Patreon. But if you also have the Patreon app and you're a Kind of Funny member, I have a Greg Way chat room that people leave stuff into. And I believe it was Luke asked a question there that was basically, and I'm paraphrasing, because he was fired up about it too. Why are you still on Twitter? Why haven't you moved to Threads? And he said, why hasn't Kind of Funny? And so I want to tackle this as Greg Miller. Nah, I don't, because when you say Kind of Funny, or you said we, or why haven't you, or I forget what it was, but it was a little ambiguous of like, I'm not prepared to talk for every Kind of Funny member, nor am I really like prepared to talk for like our social media strategy of like blah, blah, blah. So I'd rather answer this question, at least for me as Greg right now, why I haven't moved to Threads from Twitter, right? And I think there's a multitude of reasons. And I think what it really comes down to is something that I've learned over the years is that people, yeah, I'm still going to do it. I'm still going to make this move. I'm fucking crazy. This guy's going to tell stories about how crazy I was. It's more, it's a big part of it is what you think social media is for, what you think Twitter is for, what you think Threads is for. What I mean by all this from the Greg Miller perspective of why am I still using Twitter, right? Elon Musk sucks. X is a stupid fucking name. A lot of fucking douchebag races, horrible people on Twitter, yada, yada, yada. Twitter is still, for Greg Miller, the best news aggregate for our world, for my video game world. Everybody is still posting their headlines, stories, videos, blog posts about delays. Everything is still there. When I open Threads, what I get from Threads is very much a early Twitter, early Facebook, hey, here's what's happening in my life. Or also, here's how I want to fucking dunk on Twitter today. Like, I've stopped opening Threads because it's just not what I'm going to social media for the most part. When I want updates about my friends' lives, I go to Instagram. I am an Instagram person. I love Instagram. I love the photos. I love the storytelling methods. I love getting that glimpse into people's curated life. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Twitter, again, is for me a news aggregate of what's happening in the video game nerdy world, right? I feel that this used to be a thing I'd get into. Not get into, that sounds more aggressive than I mean it to. But I remember, like, having conversations with IRL friends where I would unfollow them on Twitter. What, dude, you unfollow me on Twitter? I'm like, yeah, all you do is post selfies. Like, I'm not looking for that on my Twitter feed. On Twitter, I'm looking for headlines, news, what's breaking, yada, yada, yada. Twitter is still the best at that. Threads is not there. I open Threads and I don't see people linking to their YouTube videos, podcasts. Here's this thing I did. And I shouldn't say I don't see it. I don't see it being the majority of content there. Go look at my Twitter profile, right? And look through everything I post. And what do I post? I'm usually now in 2023 just posting what I'm doing for work. Here's this thing. Here's the billboard of the thing I worked really hard on that I would like you to come watch. Here's the signpost. Yeah, occasionally here's me, you know, doing a shit post about PC gamers or fucking fennel seeds or some shit like that. But that's how I'm using it. I don't feel like that content works as well on Threads. I've gone and put stuff up on Threads. And I know this is a chicken or an egg thing, right? In terms of I've gone on Threads and I've posted my links and stuff like that. And I don't see a big return on likes or things like that or followers. And of course, if I went and committed to Threads and did it right and did what I'm seeing on Threads, I'm sure I'd have more Thread followers or whatever. But I do not have the bandwidth for that. I do not have the time for that. I'm very fucking tired. I'm very busy. At work, it is 100 fucking miles an hour getting everything done and doing the shows and blah, 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 blah. And like, I feel like a horse's ass posting the same fucking video to TikTok, to Instagram, to Twitter, right? But I know it doesn't play as well in Threads, so I don't bother going to do it there. Not to mention, again, I'm not seeing a return on Threads that way. So anyways, work's a mile a minute. And then at home, when I do want to make a stupid fucking post about whatever, I'm going to go to Twitter we can all talk shit about how horrible Twitter is. It's true. In terms of its core and it's, you know, the guy who's running it and yada, yada, yada. But, like, people are still actively using Twitter. The people I like are still on Twitter and not, they didn't become white supremacists because they're on the platform or something to that effect. And so it's one of these baby with the bathwater things of, like, I go there to talk to the people who want to see you, blah, blah, blah. Whereas on Threads, I just don't see that interaction, let alone the fact that as we wait for Twitter to inevitably die or get a new CEO, Elon sells it to somebody who's not a fucking psychopath, right? As we do that, nobody's fucking made up their mind. The amount of times I see on Twitter, I'm going to fucking Blue Sky, see you on Blue Sky, and then I'll say, oh, I'm going to Threads or whatever. Like, I don't have the energy to commit to Threads, let alone, I opened a Blue Sky app, and when it was all starting, they went there, I was like, oh, fuck. I don't even like any of this. I think there's a high probability, honestly, that if, like, tomorrow Twitter finally closed up shop and went away, like, I shouldn't say you wouldn't see me on Threads or social media or whatever. That's not true. I'd still be using Instagram, Instagram, I think, is my personal stuff. Instagram is me just existing, enjoying, yada, 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 whereas Twitter, I feel, is a business tool. Twitter, I feel like, is an extension of my job. And Threads, I feel like, is trying to be the personal Twitter or whatever, but I just don't have time for that. Like, that's just not where my life's at. Like, I feel like if Twitter went away tomorrow, I would then switch over to Threads because it would now just be replacing one.com with one.net, right, or whatever, and throwing up links and stuff like that. But I think that would also force the people like me who are like, well, Yeah, yeah, Twitter sucks, but fucking Mark Zuckerberg sucks too. So, like, what are we talking about in terms of, like, oh, go here, do this, yada, yada, yada. Like, if we had a definitive winner, if we all said definitively we were going to go do something, I would go do something. But I'm not, I just don't give a shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is all fucking dumbass fucking apps and shit that I'm throwing, you know what I mean? Like, I'm talking to the people that I care. It's the people I want to talk to, the audience I want to talk to, more than the motherfucker running the goddamn place. Going out of business looking like an idiot all the time. You know what I mean? I don't know. Let me know your thoughts on that. Of course, you know, I didn't mean to be flippant if I was or anything like that. Greg was meant to be a personal conversation between us. So if it came off like, fuck all that, I didn't mean it to. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm not trying to be like flippant, like I said. I guess lots of times when I have a meeting in this place, because I'm pulling up to Kind of Funny right now, almost at IGN, a serious meeting, right? I'll often tell whoever I'm in the meeting with, like, give me the grace to be wrong. Like, don't get... I had meetings where I would get, you know, my boss or somebody, not even a boss, a peer would say something that irked me, and then rather than talk about it, you walk away with it, and you have that impression, and it kind of fucking changes things. So if I was flipping about there, I want to hear your thoughts. Luke, wasn't it? About it or whatever, but it's just like... I guess that's the thing, is I don't take social media seriously. This is all just fucking trash we're throwing up and doing stupid stuff for, right? And I'm using it to advertise a business, and I don't, blah, blah, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like Twitter has, and Twitter threads, Facebook, yada, has an identity of, like, Twitter, the place where the racists go. Like, that was always Twitter. Twitter was always filled with fucking assholes, and so, you know, now it's run by an asshole, which fucking sucks, but it's the same fucking thing, you know what I mean? Like, Threads has assholes on it, too. Anyways, but then there's the identity of, like, for me personally, you can have your own interpretation, of Twitter being, Twitter is for business, Instagram is for fun, Facebook's garbage that I don't use. That's the other thing too, right? Like, I don't fucking like Facebook. I don't use Facebook, right? But I cross-post my Instagram posts and my Facebook fan page that I don't give a shit about, and I'm shocked when I show up on that fan page once every 9 months to do something, and I see all the comments on it, that people are commenting on it, not, like, do you not get that I'm not here? Like, as soon as they introduce some kind of tweet deck, cross threads, whatever the fuck it is, that I can just hit one button and I can talk shit about fennel seeds and PC gamers on Twitter and Threads at the same time, I will. Go get them, motherfucker. But the idea of, like, I have the stupid thought I want to toss up, and I toss it up and I'm like, I need to go toss the exact thing, same thing up on Threads, that doesn't work for me, and that also doesn't benefit Threads in terms of a platform for me. Like, I would need something, Twitter would need to die, I think, for me to really go to Threads. Or we all are on the same page, like, yeah, or... And that would be the thing. There's like a line that gets crossed where it's like, oh man, Twitter actually fucking Twitter just did another 9/11. You know what I mean? I don't know what the fuck we're talking about. But something like that, right? It's just a weird thing of like, I'm so fucking tired and busy all the time, and the world is a trash fire all the fucking time, that like, all right, you know, there's more assholes on Twitter, I guess. I don't know. Let me know what I'm missing, though. What's the argument I'm missing, Luke or anybody else who wants to chime in? Like I said, Do it on the patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygamesposts. Don't feel the Greg Way chat. I guess you could. Chat. Wherever you want to talk about it, go for it. Tweet at me. I don't really look at my mentions as much anymore. I still do. But like once fucking Elon Musk's dumb shit took it over and fucked up the verified shit and fucked everything up, like, mentions are just a mess all the time. That's just what it is. But again, I'm so fucking busy all the time doing the shows, taking care of Ben and Jen. It's not on the priority list. Somebody else can figure this one out, and I'll worry about it later. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a long Greg Way. I'm excited / scared to see what you think about it. Hit me up, like I said, patreon.com. And that's the thing. Patreon, we get to have this conversation. I wonder if that's part of it, too. I wonder if Twitter going to just fucking hell and just be, like, again, like, you go look at my old, you know, why are you in the old days, right, I would try to respond to every tweet I got. Then that became impossible, obviously, as I got more popular, more followers, more people use Twitter. Great. So then, you know, Twitter exists for a long time, but we start Kind of Funny, and then Kind of Funny gets bigger, and I get a baby, and I get a wife, and all this stuff. And so, like, I get busy enough to where I'm not as invested in Twitter. Then Twitter, as we know it, dies. But Twitter, as we know it, dying kind of coincides with us doing this. Like, that's my thing, where it's like, you know, I'll see people all the time, why aren't the guys on this platform? Why aren't they doing this? I wish they would. And it's like, well, we have Patreon. You can come talk to us here. We have the live chats where you can come talk to us there. Like, I feel like you need to be The old IGN adage, when IGN finally moved their videos to YouTube, because for the longest time IGN wouldn't be on YouTube. We said we had a video player. Why would we go put people over? Then we noticed that the video player views, this, I'm talking out at school. I wasn't on the video team at this point. But we noticed that video views weren't like growing exponentially, maybe even shrinking. And so I was like, oh, well, get everywhere. You need to be where the eyeballs are. And eyeballs are on Twitter. I don't feel like eyeballs are on Threads yet. So I don't feel like the commitment to putting stuff on Threads outweighs the work it would take to go do that stuff. And but then there is the argument of like, well, I want a personal connection with you, Greg. I want a personal connection with the guys. To which I would say, you're in it. Look at this. I'm fucking ranting for 20 minutes, way more in depth than I ever would on a tweet. And it'd be hard to have this conversation on most of the podcast. Not like the Kind of Funny podcast, right? I got this cowlick back here. Don't look at it. But then, of course, there is the super chats, and there is the just Twitch chat, and there is the trog chat, and there's like, there's comments on video. Well, I guess comments on videos, you know. But like everything, you know, I mean, like, there's ways to talk to us, but you have to go and find us, and that brings out, I guess, the most dedicated people, which is always this weird thing, because you're the most dedicated people, and you're the ones I want to take care of, and you're the ones I want to support. But sometimes that would mean that like, you're very high on this. Yo, fuck Twitter. It's all about Threads. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I guess. Just fucking. It's just me making fun of fennel seeds. Follow me on Instagram? That's the other thing. Why can't I cross-post my fucking Instagrams just to my Threads? Just make it that way. You know what I mean? And all you can do the button. Hit one button and it's just done. Then I'm done. That's my thing. I don't know. I digress. Social media is totally fucked up right now, and I'm too tired, and I'm outside of the office, by the way. I keep gesturing. I have too much going on here to worry about that. I want the videos to be great. I want the podcast to be great. I want the reviews to be great. I want the team to be happy. And so, yeah, that's how Cole got his name. Whoa, did you see that spit? Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a fun Gregway, a long one. I'm looking forward to seeing what your reactions to all of it are. Respectfully, of course. On patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and paid blah, 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 all the Patreon places. I'm gonna go do shows. Bye!